Professionals.
Welcome back, movie fans. Pete here.
And Brian.
And Neil.
And still no Dave.
Still no Dave. He's sad about this one.
He is. He's called Uncle Buck on this.
Okay.
Like Babe Ruth calling a shot.
Yeah, he's calling a shot. He's calling Uncle Buck on this.
Can't miss.
Can't miss.
It's John Candy. So
and Steve Martin.
And Steve Martin. Like, that's... I mean, how could they go wrong?
No, this is... I am so stoked for this movie. And so, this is one of those ones that is in the truest ethos of the podcast concept. This is literally a movie I have seen one time in the theaters when I was a kid.
I had the exact same thought coming over here. I haven't seen this in forever, and I want to see it again.
And I want to see it again.
Make it a trifecta. I saw it once at a friend's house. Like, he gathered us around. It was summer, and
wait,
he was like...
So we're all watching Scooter Trash tonight, right?
Scooter Trash!
Aren't we?
I mean, I hope so.
I don't even know what that is.
You don't want to know, and listeners...
That's after the podcast.
That's the after dark.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, we're... The vocals are popping hard right now.
Well, I mean...
I got to turn you guys down a little bit.
Well, we're all hyped up for this movie. I mean, Steve Martin.
I'm saying it.
John Candy, where, as you were saying, Steve Martin's the straight man.
Yeah.
Which is fantastic.
How is Steve Martin the straight man?
We've said the title of the movie, right? We're watching Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Not to be confused with Throw Mama from the Train.
Totally different
Just
movie.
Just making sure.
Very different movie.
We wouldn't want anyone making that mistake.
No.
Otherwise, this podcast can be very confusing.
Oh, man. That would be like, you know, just terrible. Whoever would do that, fucking idiot right there.
Right.
Just
right.
Saying.
After we've mentioned the title, too.
Yeah.
Thrice.
We have done a couple of these.
I'm sorry.
Hey, speaking of a couple of these, Neil... Are you ready, Neil?
I'm ready.
So, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. What do you remember about this movie, Neil?
Oh man, I clearly remember like the cover of the VHS.
Oh yeah, the two of them sitting side by side on a bench.
Yeah,
and it's the white background.
The white, yep.
Yes, kind of like Forrest Gump.
That's burnt in my memory.
Throw Mama from the Train also has a white background, and Danny DeVito with on the cover with Mama. I'm just saying, it's confusing.
Okay.
For 30 years ago.
I will believe you.
Yeah, right, no, it fine. Makes perfect sense.
I'm an idiot.
I don't remember a whole lot about this movie, to tell you the truth.
Wasn't it like Steve Martin was trying to get home and he
I
runs into John Candy? Trying to get home. Everyone's trying to get home.
So it's Thanksgiving. It's a Thanksgiving movie. Steve Martin's trying to get home. And I don't remember if John Candy's trying to get home or he was just traveling and somehow he didn't have a home to get to. Like, I don't remember like the ending of it necessarily.
Well, I think that was supposed to be like where John Candy's, you know, wah, 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 kind of sad.
Yeah.
You know, he's sad. Like, yeah. Steve Martin's kind of a jerk because, you know.
He's Steve Martin.
And, you know, water and oil, they don't get along. But then trials, tribulations, they get along.
Yes.
I feel like Tommy Boy stole a bit of the car rental bit from this movie.
Ooh.
Did Tommy Boy have car rental or just what they do to
what
the car?
What they do to the car.
Yes.
I feel like they just like, you know what? That worked. We should do that.
Was that the John Hughes movie we said?
Yeah.
Yes.
People borrow from John Hughes.
All the time.
Constantly.
But then it's called an homage.
Wait, this is John Hughes, not Frank Oz.
This is John Hughes, yeah. Okay.
Who did Frank Oz do?
Frank Oz did Little Shop of Horrors, but he also did another Steve Martin movie that we were talking about.
Oh, yeah. Dirty Rotten Scoundrels.
Yes.
Oh.
Which is on the list for possibly doing.
And this is the Frank Oz who does Yoda?
And Miss Piggy.
Yeah.
Man is versatile.
He is.
Okay.
He's also like 85 now.
He's from the UK.
May he live forever.
Waka waka.
Yeah. Motherfucker. Been waiting for someone to do that all night.
So,
nailed it.
Neil, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Here it comes.
Uh-oh. What is the first question that we ask on this podcast?
Oh, dear. It's not like we've only done a couple of these, right?
First time.
Does the movie raise the roof?
Oh, God damn it.
Does it hold up?
Does it hold up? Yes. Does it hold up?
Okay. Thanks for the help, Brian. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
And then question number two.
Question number two.
Yes.
Is.
Words.
Involving our children.
Are you trolling us now?
Are you trying to be...
You didn't let me finish. What I meant to say was, no, because the second question is...
Oh, no.
Should the movie be remade, rebooted, recycled, or removed from the earth?
Totally.
Yep, that is question two.
Question number three.
Question number
you
three.
You can't fuck this one up, can you? But wait a minute.
Oh, Neil. Never change.
You should try.
Do we have our kids watch this as a reward or a punishment?
Yes. Hooray. He did it.
Oh. I really thought, like, once I got you on the first one, you'd be all right. Like 50-50.
I don't like those odds.
No, clearly not.
Man. So we're going to go get some whiskey.
Whiskey? Whiskey.
Cool whip.
Whip. Mm-hmm. Whip. And ice cream.
And ice cream. The usual for me. Did you go with cherry vanilla?
I did.
Again.
I'm kind of hooked, yeah.
You're hooked on it, huh?
Yeah. You know, that's a good thing.
Once you find the thing that you like, there's no need to go anywhere else.
Oh, I go all the place. I run the spectrum, but I did go to a classic Brian combo today.
What'd you get?
I got mint Oreo with caramel and Reese's Pieces. Because peanut butter, caramel, and mint somehow jams. Not that kind of jam. Oh, okay. Well, now that our audience is both hungry and turned on, let's hop on our trash scooters.
All right, let's go watch this movie, guys. And I'm excited. Where can we find this movie? Where is it viewable on? Do we have to rent it on
Amazon?
It's on Amazon and YouTube. Whichever one you prefer.
Do people actually buy things on YouTube?
Is it a $4 rental? $4 on Amazon?
It's less than that.
I think it's like, I think it $2.99.
$3 rental.
Yeah.
How do you know that no one's watched this recently?
Exactly. Oh, but they're going to, because everyone's going to suddenly be watching and downloading this movie.
Ooh, which reminds me, we should be doing this on the front end. Guys, if you want to send us an email, send it to dadsmovienight@gmail.com.
If you want to send us money.
You can also do that. We don't have a Venmo, do we?
No, but just, you know, let us know you'd like to give us money and we'll find you.
Drop some bitcoins in the mail. We'll
yeah. Them dogs. Doge. Doge coins. Dog coins.
Dogecoin. Dogecoin.
I'm so doggy? Old.
Shiba Unos.
I have no idea. Shia LaBeouf coins.
Ooh, yeah.
Is that a thing? Well, I'm giving you, I guarantee you,
have
speaking
you seen the Eric Cantor's Shia LaBeouf YouTube video?
Yes, that's...
You're running through the woods, and he sees you. It's Shia LaBeouf.
I was going to say, I think that I guarantee you something of that's going to be...
I'm going to make you watch that. It's like 6 minutes long.
It's going to be an NFT. Like, I guarantee someone's going to sell us an NFT.
Anyways, we digress. Let's go Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, and we'll be back in...
no time at all.
No time at all, folks. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Movie.
Wait, don't they go on, like, a plane... Then a train and then automobile, like they literally go in that order.
We'll have to find out.
Spoilers, Brian.
God damn it, Brian.
I gave it all away.
Fuck.
And we are back. By hook, by crook, by plane, by train. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I have a problem with the workshopping of the title of this movie. It was Planes, Trains, Automobiles, No Buses.
Probably because it doesn't go with the cadence. Plane, train, bus, car.
A bus is an automobile.
I know. Right. Technically, it is. It is. Yeah. Yes, I guess. But it just doesn't feel right.
Doesn't feel right.
No. There's also taxi cab. I mean,
yeah, there were taxis.
I could feel a lot of the discomfort in this movie. Like that hotel bed you couldn't sleep in. Oh, I've been there.
So, the very opening scene when they are in the marketing office.
Oh, yeah.
I want to say that pretty much every horror movie out there,
there you go. Got to pronounce the double R.
Take notes on tension. Dialing up that fucking tension. Because you felt the uneasy, just awkward, queasy, like, come on. Like
you're trying to catch a plane and someone is just... taking forever.
Yeah, it's like nails on a chalkboard, but it's the first scene and nothing happens.
It's like 52 and a half seconds
yes.
of just
Speaking of which, that actually kind of leads into my synop. Are we going to jump into those?
Yeah, go right ahead, my friend.
Okay.
Go
right ahead. Especially when it's so natural.
Yeah, speaking of nothing happens. So I, this is what I wrote. It's not really long, but I wrote that this movie is the equivalent of a Seinfeld episode starring Family Guy characters.
So accurate. Oh, man. It really did feel as though that Del was like a proto-Peter Griffin.
Yes.
Proto-Peter.
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 Yeah. The logic is so loose and just the, like we were saying, the meandering nature of this story. And that's, I think that's why we didn't remember it.
It just, well, the thing is though, it's like every vignette, because it really is just a series of vignettes of these two characters.
Absolutely.
But you can commiserate with every aspect of the shitty situation of where they're in. They're like, have you ever been stuck at an airport with throngs of people trying to get somewhere and you're running down the fucking hallway, the flight's gonna leave in 2 minutes, you get there in time and it's delayed.
And it's gone.
And it's gone. Or, you know, you're trying to get a cab and Kevin Bacon steals your fucking cab.
Oh yeah, Kevin Bacon.
All the time, that guy. He's the worst.
Everywhere.
You got every taxi cab.
I really think if they reboot this, Shia LaBeouf should steal your taxi.
Oh, he's so good. But yeah, you're right. There were so many moments where we identified, like riding on a Greyhound bus. Oh, I've done that, and
singing
it's
songs. No, never done that.
No. Only that's when I was in high school.
Sleeping with John Candy.
That's how you get shanked.
Getting picked up by your testicles.
Oh, felt that one too. That hurt.
Well, I think the whole thing though is that we all can commiserate, but ever happened all at once?
We all talked about like taking the train from, you know, up north down to DC and like going, having to go through Baltimore. I was coming home on Thanksgiving once where the train got delayed on the track for 10 hours because it was an electrical problem in Connecticut. I believe it was Waterbury.
Probably.
It was New Haven.
Oh,
and we
gross.
Got stuck on the tracks for hours and hours. It would roll for like a quarter mile, then it would stop. It would roll for a quarter mile, then it would stop. And it was awful. And I remember being on that. And this is like early 90s that happened. So like every single one of these scenes, you can just kind of like your heart goes out to Steve Martin. He's like, the guy just wants to get home to his family. And he's stuck
with John Candy.
With John Candy.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, you can identify, but it's also so ridiculous and absurd and just crazy.
Yes.
All
which
the terrible luck.
Leads me
all
into
at once.
My 2 second synop.
Perfect.
All right.
Synopsis.
Where are we going, Neil?
Are we in a world?
In a world where traveling on Thanksgiving is just like, well, traveling on Thanksgiving, shitty. But imagine being trapped in a Jean-Paul Sartre comedy noir where hell is other people and all the people are John Candy.
Well, he was portrayed as the devil.
That was awesome!
Yeah, man. It's very like weird. This Adult Swim thread running through it, here's a super crazy idea, let's do it.
And then, like, not just, like, John Candy wearing a devil suit, but then, like, the skeletons, scared skeletons.
Yeah.
You're just like, what? They got really goofy for that near-death experience.
It was like that moment in
Pee-wee's
Big Adventure. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. I was thinking that in the minute. That was awesome.
Yeah. Also terrifying. This was less so, but crazy scene.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Go ahead.
Our final synopsis.
Synopsis.
Trains and automobiles. Uptight Neil and happy-go-lucky Del team up to get from New York to Chicago via Kansas. Through trains, oddities, turbulence, shenanigans, and near-death accidents, they actually get home in time for Turkey.
They did.
They did.
They did.
Though how? So one of the things...
I love how when they got pulled over by the cop, they're like, you know how fast you were going? Actually, no, officer. The speedometer melted.
So you don't have any side mirrors? Nope, lost those. No
but
turn signals?
The radio works. It's amazing. It works perfectly. Who would have known?
Well, something we were talking about, though, is like this was bringing back a lot of traveling at the time where, like, oh, if you need something, you have to go to a payphone and call a local hotel and try to find if they have a room, and they'll have to go through a system. When you pay with credit card, there isn't a machine. It's like a
the old school slidey thing.
Yeah.
With the carbon paper.
Mm-hmm.
That's why when his credit card was melted, he couldn't take the credit card. Because today you'd be like, yeah, well, I'll just give you the credit card number because I have it memorized.
Or
I have
it's right here on my Amazon account,
here, I'll just give you my app.
Mm-hmm.
I'll pay you through Venmo.
So this movie has to be a shared universe with Ferris Bueller's Day Off, because Ferris Bueller's dad is in the boardroom at the marketing office, and he turns to him in a very foreboding, foreshadowing moment as, you'll never make the six.
Mm-hmm. What was Ferris Bueller's dad's job? Do you happen to remember?
He made a lot of money.
And he lived in the suburbs of Chicago.
So,
and he was like, why don't you just come out for a drink with me and take the eight back with me?
So, yeah, I think this could
play. This is Ferris Bueller. And wasn't Ferris Bueller's style? Isn't that a John Hughes film?
Yes.
Yes.
So, shared universe.
Totally plays.
Mm-hmm.
Huzzah. I bet you if there was like a panel asking John Hughes questions, he's probably going to say, yes, they're all in the same universe. My universe.
In a world.
In a world. In a John Hughes world.
Thank you, Neil. So, a big question I had is Del a monster? Like, is he a horrible person? I mean, I know at the end there's redeeming and he's sad and it's, you know, human, but I mean, he takes his shoes off and his socks off.
He's someone that he's been living by himself, dealing. The only way that he's been able to deal with the heartbreak of his wife dying 8 years ago is
to have a body in the trunk that he was carrying with him.
100%.
That really was how it should have ended.
It really was. Look, she's been dead for 8 years, and here she is. I couldn't bring myself to bury her and just take her with me everywhere I go.
Oh, that would have been a great ending.
So, but again, the reboot is made by Studio A24.
I was saying it's made by Rob Zombie.
Oh, man.
I don't think he's
a monster.
I don't think he's a monster, but he's definitely got some sociopathic problems.
No, I think that he's just had his way of... He has very few coping mechanisms with the loss of his wife, and he just
doesn't. I don't think the loss of his wife caused him to have to hawk a lung for like an hour straight in that hotel room.
Listen, or if his sinuses clogged up, he can't sleep.
He used up all towels.
He is so used to just being by himself. Oh, he's had 8 years of just not having anyone literally in his life outside of his customers, who his customers only know him through his anecdotes of stories that don't go anywhere and don't have any point to them. He's a miracle.
And he sells shower curtain rings.
But everywhere they go, he knows a guy. He
and
has a friend.
Everyone loves him. Yeah. Everyone
and they
loves
all
him.
Do him favors.
Yeah.
They're so happy to see him. And I think, you know, they made a point early on. He's saying, I've never stolen a thing in my life. And he repeats it three or four times. And I think he's telling the truth.
Like, he's so genuinely good that he's a monster.
Well, I think that what makes him a monster is that if he were an asshole doing all these things, you'd be like, what an asshole. But he's like, oh, he's actually a pretty decent guy who does these terrible things, these socially just
unacceptable
things.
Yes. But that's because most of his time that when he would be doing them, he's usually alone in one of those motel rooms.
But there's like, oh, I spend a lot of time alone, and then there's I've forgotten how to interact with other humans.
No, he does. He has
wasn't on an island.
He has a shtick to be able to interact with people. But any sort of close quarter, like, I don't understand the socks and shoes off on a plane thing. I don't get that. Although I do understand the shoes off. I like having my shoes off for just about everything. I'll keep my socks on in public, but you know.
That's how I got introduced to France. Was on the plane, we're all trying to sleep, and suddenly a stinky foot went right through the seats into my face. And I said, bonjour.
It was a talking foot?
Yes. So the French are really weird with their feet.
Did it have porn plastered to it, like a Czech taxi cab?
Oh my God.
We were in Europe.
Did you guys notice when the old man was sleeping on the plane? And the sound that he makes.
Yeah, that was a really disturbing
yawn.
Like
that needed to be in a horror movie.
The death rattle that he made.
Oh, I wonder if that was like going to be part of the bit, like where he died on the plane, and that was just like.
It might have been.
Could have.
Oh, shit. So, question one, guys. Did this movie hold up?
That's question one. I'm kidding. Yes. I'm kidding. Oh, you fucking. I'm kidding. Writing this down.
And the answer is yes. This definitely helped. It was hilarious.
Thanks, Del.
It was a very good, entertaining time with two high caliber comedians.
Yes.
Yeah.
100%. This is, I don't know if it's Uncle Buck worthy and like Back to the Future level, but it's just below for me. It's like a 91. It's an A minus.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it really felt in some ways also like an episode of Louis, the Louis C.K. show, where it really flips back and forth between heavy drama and then just crazy comedy. I mean, on a dime. Mm-hmm. I had no problem doing that.
And talk on the nostalgia factor of encapsulating, you know, the late 1980s, kind of in a nutshell, with all of the product placement, the old school Dorito bags when they had the white cover on them, mm-hmm. like all of the little things, like even the billboards in the back with like, you know, or the references to Eastern Airlines, or just like all of these like little
sure, TWA was somewhere there.
Yeah, there was all of these little things that you were like, that really is that was life right mm-hmm. there.
Well, even his watch, like right in the beginning, you look at his watch, like that is 80s. That is an 80s fancy businessman watch.
Fancy.
A Casio watch.
A fossil.
I would say it held up amazingly well.
Yeah. I would watch it again. Hands down. I don't know if I would. I'd watch it again with other people. I'm not sure I'd sit down and watch it by myself.
Or this would be a great movie to have playing in the background as you're doing, you know, making your Thanksgiving dinner or as you're hanging out with family. Like, it just plays because the plot is super thin. It's literally two guys just trying to get home point A to point B.
It's a road trip movie, yeah.
It's a road trip.
Yeah,
it's
you can come in at any moment. You know, like, oh, what's going on? They're still trying to get home and they're running into trouble. Okay, right.
Yeah, and honestly, I do think Tommy Boy more or less ripped off the car sequence.
Yeah. This homage. It was called an homage.
An homage. Rip off. Oh, man. Question two, though. If we're cruising right along here.
So this is
an interesting question. Would you like to see this movie rebooted?
Well, we've seen this movie done, as you just said, Tommy Boy. Like, Tommy Boy was the same story. Like, two guys who don't get along. One's uptight. The other
driving
one's
through the Midwest.
Yeah, it's been done. Yeah, it's an odd couple movie and a road trip movie, and that's been done a million times. But how do you replace somebody like John Candy in this movie?
I think we said it when we were watching it. Like, he was a true craftsman. Like, this guy was so good. We've watched like six movies with him in it.
Yeah.
And every single time, he knocks it out of the fucking park.
He's bankable.
He's so good.
But, I mean, we do have, like, there are like funny actors. We still have, but I think we got to go beyond just, this movie was really well done with the acting, but also the time that it takes place in, you can have these sort of things happen.
Yeah, you can't reboot this movie today.
Right.
Like, you can't do I'm stuck more or less off the radar, can't get home for 3 days, unless, you know, you'd have to have some sort of MacGuffin gimmick to be like, oh, and all of the cell phones in America went out. You can't use Uber.
Well, let's take a look. Right off the bat, they have their wallet, like all the money stolen because someone broke into their shitty hotel room. Yeah.
My Apple Pay doesn't work.
But that right there, like, I thought that was, like, that's so foreign. Like, he's like, I had $700. Well, I had
$231. $263.
Well, imagine if somebody steals your phone. We were both saying we don't carry cash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would have to be someone.
Someone stole your phone.
Stole my phone and my wallet. But that's another thing too. Is like both of those are always strapped right in the front pockets at all times.
And
I even have a thing
on
my
phone,
watch to tell me where my phone is.
So, if someone stole Brian's phone, he'd use his watch to contact Apple and shut down his phone, and they would FedEx a phone to him within 24 hours wherever he is.
Yeah, I could just go to any Apple store, be like, "Fuck, I need to buy a new phone. I'll buy that one. Download from the cloud my phone, and I'm right back in business."
Yeah. And, like, if my credit cards got melted in a car fire because I left them in the glove box, I have my credit card number memorized, and I don't need a carbon copy to pay for things anymore.
Or you pay everything through, like, your phone, or you could even go to, like, another computer or, you know, contact somebody. Like, there seems like we're now so interconnected that the time of, like, oh, no, I'm stuck and I've got no options, or I have to go to a bank of phones and try to call like all these different hotels.
Yeah, it'd be like trying to remake the movie Serpent in the Rainbow now. Remember that?
Because we don't have zombie voodoo movies anymore.
Well, no.
With like, Bill Pullman.
If he got stuck.
Good movie.
Good movie, right?
Good book.
Creepy.
Very.
Yeah.
But, wait, but you know how would we not reboot that? We have zombies still.
No, but like, you're just off the radar. Like, the way that our technology is so interconnected now.
True.
You know, it's like, oh, where'd he go? I'm like, oh, well, his phone says he's like 65 feet over there. You know.
Yeah.
There's ways to keep track. Like, I have a hard time rebooting this movie, even though I think, and like you said before, Neil, it's been done. The buddy movie, Odd Couple movie, it's been rebooted, re-homaged many times. We're just kind of...
Well, when was the last... If we were to think about them, when was the last time we had a recent, like, Odd Couple cross-country movie? There was one with Robert Downey Jr. and
Dumb
Zach
and Dumber?
Galifianakis that came out a couple years ago.
Was the Jonah
Due
Hill
date.
And...
21 Jump Street?
Is that...
Channing Tatum?
Channing Tatum. Did they go cross country?
No, they just...
Went across the city?
They were just partners. It was 21 Jump Street. They were, you know, two buddies who went undercover in a high school.
Right.
Somehow that plays.
Creepy.
But yeah, so maybe we're due.
Maybe we're due. I don't know. Who would you have play this movie? Who would be Steve Martin? You can't say Steve Martin.
Oh, okay. Jeez.
Yeah, right?
Who do you play, like, as... Because he's uptight, but he's also...
I'd go, like, Jim Carrey on that one.
Ooh.
You know what? I was thinking the exact same thing.
Ooh, that's really good.
Part of, like, the physical flaily thing that Steve Martin does when he's walking, I think Jim Carrey could pull off the physical comedy aspect of, and also play the dramatic side. Because he does... Jim Carrey has serious range as an actor.
He does. I think, okay.
I'd go Jim Carrey.
I'm with you.
Thank you. That's rare.
But then you got another problem.
Well, what about Jesse Eisenberg?
Who would you go with? John Candy?
Well, yeah, John Candy's the tougher one.
Yeah, that's the hard one.
The heavy lifting right there.
Who can really wear a mustache that well?
Whoa, you mean...
Shia LaBeouf.
That was a terrible mustache, which it works.
I don't know. It was brilliant for him.
It's good for the character. But it was a terrible mustache.
Yeah, John C. Reilly.
Ooh. He's a little on the older side, but...
But so is Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey.
Like, honestly, that would be...
He does kind of have the you like him against your better judgment quality.
that's what I'm thinking of. Like,
yeah.
I'd do that.
I like that. And he could do like the...
And everyone else, it doesn't really
whole,
matter.
You know, ah, shucks. You know, I'm just down on my luck monologue or...
Yeah.
I like me for me. Oh, yeah, no. I could definitely see John C. Reilly.
But again, if I had to vote on it, no way. This movie is...
Right.
Quality.
I don't think you can reboot
it. Seems like it was written for John Candy, doesn't it? Yeah. I don't know how much of that he made up on the fly. But it just seems like
when he was selling the earrings.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Czechoslovakian ivory.
It was written for him. I mean, it's his role.
These definitely make you look older. Like, at least 18 or maybe 19.
The Grand Wizard of China?
No, it's a replica, though. Going to make the real
thing. It's an authentic replica. One of the best I've seen.
Yeah. It's pretty good. These are filled with helium, so they're lighter.
Oh, yeah. You missed your recital, huh? Precious moments.
You never get those
back. Never get those back.
Yeah.
Socially awkward.
And when they got to Wichita and they had to get picked up by Owen.
The guy in the truck.
Yeah, but he was like someone's brother or like
another one of his random friends.
A connection that somehow
in every podunk Owen pulls
Well, and that's the thing too, is John Candy's always selling curtain rings. Like, you guys have curtain rings.
I love how Steve
Martin
rings,
right? Like,
actually noticed in the motel, looks up at the curtain rings, and he's like, yeah, those are pretty
good.
Checks
out, yeah. I don't think he doesn't lie. He's not.
But it's so weird that he is such like a
I love
niche
how he carries the
little
billfold of curtain rings, like on the plane at first. Like, he pulls out the billfold of curtain rings.
His sample.
Best in the world.
And then you play it off as like, wow, okay, that guy. And yet he can sell them.
Yeah.
Like, he makes it work, makes it happen.
He did, yeah.
So what I think here is, like, he's charming for the hour that he's selling to someone. And no one has ever spent more than an hour with him. And so Steve Martin's character is the only person in the last 8 years that has spent more than just that 30-minute sales call with him. Mm. And now you're getting a full taste of Del Griffith. Ooh. Griffin.
Well, and that's, Steve Martin got a whole taste.
What was that line? You're a miracle, Neil. What was?
Oh, yeah. He's telling me you have to be interesting in some way, and he's like, "And you are a miracle. You have none of these qualities."
Well, that was like a 3-minute burn.
That was
wow.
Yeah, it went on and on.
That was awesome.
Of course, I'd like to point out that he does that, and then, you know, Dell does his whole, like, you know, well, you know what? Yeah, maybe I am a little tough. Maybe it's because I care too much. I also listen. You know, I like who I am. And maybe and that's just something, like, you're going to have to deal with. And then he gets back into bed and, like, gives him the cold shoulder. And then Steve Martin's like, oh, I went too far. And then he crawls back into bed.
It's like they had a spoon and kiss.
Oh, my God. Are they going to? Why are you kissing my ear? Why are you holding my hand?
Where's your other hand?
Between two pillows.
Well, I had to comment on the fact that I thought it was kind of goofy that these two guys were like, all right, I guess we're sharing a hotel room. There's only one bed. Oh, yeah. No.
Oh, the 1980s.
Do you want a shower? No. I mean, shower alone. Like, I'm not saying we shower together. Oh, ha, 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 ha.
Ah, when homophobia was cool.
Like, just...
Those were the days.
No, the fact that they stripped down to their underwear to, like, snuggle with each other, I mean.
Well, yeah.
That's a choice.
You have a lot of annoying habits, too. Yeah, well, name one. You play with your balls too much. How do you notice that?
What was it he says is you fidget with your nuts a lot.
Wait a second. Is that even possible?
Too much? I mean, the people at church says you're being too loud, then that's probably a sign, Pete. Speaking of which, I heard they're letting you back in next Sunday.
Oh, that's all part of God's plan.
All right.
Oh, my gosh.
I guess go on to question three.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. This would be perfect playing.
There's some bad words and swearing, but honestly, But I will say that now that my kids know swears and they know of the right time and place to use them, this would actually be one of a good movie to use as a teachable moment of, you know, okay, is this a right or wrong time to use a bad word? And also teaching them about using bad words in comedy. Like, this is part of living in our society, right? But this is mostly a harmless movie.
Oh, yeah, he says fuck, and it was a pretty, like, he was pretty pissed, and they did a great job of saying why he was pissed.
When you're really mad at someone, you might call them a fucking asshole at some point in your life. Just don't do it to your father, because I'll get really mad.
If you let your kids watch it, and you asked them who the good guy in the movie is, who do you think they would pick?
Ooh, good call.
I think they'd pick John Candy.
Del.
I mean,
yeah. Steve Martin is an angry man who's self-centered.
But I think both of them have their good qualities and their bad qualities.
Sure. They're very human characters in that way.
I don't think that, like, talking about John Candy being a monster, I think he's got some real social issues, but he's a nice guy. He's a good guy.
You're a monster.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
But I gotta say, though, like, it's the same thing that, like, I understand Steve Martin's anger, but it's the same thing about, like, you don't piss off the people who make and serve your food. You don't piss off the person who controls whether or not you get a car to go home.
True.
And then she went and worked in Ferris Bueller's school.
Oh, the kids think he's a real hoot.
He's a righteous dude. The dweebs, the nerds, the jocks. They all love him. They think he's a righteous dude.
That's very nice. nice Wisconsin accent you got there.
Thank you. Come on, Minneapolis over here.
Kansas.
Yeah, it's not Wisconsin. It's Skansen.
Skansen. Narragansett.
Ashkenagan.
Ashkenagan. What was living in Minnesota like, man?
Cold?
It was cold. It was quite cold.
I have family in Minnesota. You ever been to the southern area?
Why?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's most of my family.
The youngst?
Actually, it's on like the Ferroni. No, strike that. It's on my mom's side. But I did have a cousin who owned a magic shop. Oh, they all played hockey, but he owned a magic shop in the Mall of America.
Nice. Wait, are you talking about like rabbits and hats or like cards?
Wait, well, is that the name of the store?
Yeah, I was like, is it called Rabbits and Hats? That's a great name for a magic shop.
Neil's like, I've been there.
It was all like gimmicks and props and everything, but I think they had like all sorts of things. I don't think, you know, Penn and Teller went there for their stuff, but
amateur
magicians, prestidigitations.
The prestige.
Observe.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I would let my kids watch it, though. And there's a lot of, I mean, you know, if you just take the swearing out of it, like, there's a lot of great stuff there for kids to watch and enjoy and everything.
And it's all contextual.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Though, I will point out, what was not contextual was the fact John Candy was reading, like, erotica right there in the airport.
The Mounted Canadian. I know.
What would you do?
I wish that was a real book, because I would totally buy it for Brian.
100%.
For Christmas.
But what kind of person openly reads erotica?
And you're sleeping in a small bed with another man who you've already said that you are not interested in having sex with, and you've turned the light off, and you just said, oh, yeah, I'm exhausted. I'm going to sleep. And you pull out this erotica book, The Mounted Canadian, and you're reading it in the dark.
Well, He had a lighter.
He's got it memorized.
That's what I mean. No social context. Like, oh, I understand. You need to go to sleep. I won't keep you up with my masturbating.
Right. He had a lighter. He didn't choose the light. He was being considerate.
Just like he was considerate where he had those beers sitting with the vibrating bed that happened to go off. One of those beers were for you, Neil.
He made it up to him when they got to that other motel where they cracked into the where did they get the minibar stuff from?
I'm going to guess in the hotel, and he already paid for the room.
I bet it was in his
trunk.
You think so?
I think it was in his trunk.
We never find out what's in Dell's trunk.
We never know what's in Dell's trunk.
I really do think there was a part of the script had it where it was his wife, and they just...
I'm just saying, man.
I think everything he owned, he changed his clothes like 8 times on that trip.
That's true.
It was everything.
I've been wearing the same underwear since Tuesday. I can vouch for that.
I can vouch for that. That was awesome. Okay, guys. So what are we watching next week?
We had a brainstorm.
I've been brainstorming some other things as well.
Didn't we have like a really good option?
We did. Yeah. What was it?
Dirty Rotten Scoundrels or Throw Mama from the Train or since we're in the festive monthing of We've Never Done Home Alone.
Ooh,
really?
Well, I feel like Home Alone though, like I guess by the time we go back to it, we will be in the Christmas season.
I'm just saying. Next week is Thanksgiving.
That's true. We said a movie while we were watching this though. What was it? Had a good idea.
Yeah, there was something where it was it John Candy?
We had an idea.
Which was also in Home Alone.
Was a Steve Martin movie, wasn't it?
Was it a Steve Martin movie? Because that would have been Dirty Rotten Scoundrels.
No, it was something else. Oh, boy.
Roxanne.
L.A. Love Story.
Oh, L.A. Story we had talked about.
There was that one, but we came up with one before that.
There was one, though, that could have been a winner.
This is just thrilling podcasting commentary.
As we name
right
Steve
now.
Martin movies.
That we could IMDb easily right now.
Hmm.
I'm not doing that.
I know, because this is baffling. Well, because, I mean, we always try to find a tie, and it was with Steve Martin.
Damn it. Hmm. It was a great idea. I'll come over at 3 a.m. this morning, and I'll tell you guys what it was.
Okay.
Like, wait a second.
to Well, while we try to figure out what movie to watch, I would like to bring in a
Father
couple
of the Bride, L.A. Story.
Was it another John Hughes movie?
No. My Blue Heaven, Parenthood, Dirty Rotten Scoundrels.
Ooh, Parenthood with Keanu Reeves.
Roxanne, Little Shop of Horrors, Three Amigos. Lonely, The Man with Two Brains.
Oh, yeah. Man, classic Steve Martin. Really classic Steve Martin. All right. One of my favorite lines of this movie. Do you want a mouthful of teeth? Where else do teeth hang out?
Yes, I would like
that's,
to keep
that's the goal.
I already have that and would like to keep it that way.
When they come out of the flaming car, we can laugh about it now. We're all right. We almost died. It's cool.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but what was the movie? Like, we had it picked out. Like, it was...
You're going the wrong way.
Okay, Alki.
How do they know which way we're going? Probably drunk. Oh, man. I have no idea what movie it was that we were thinking of.
It's going to be a wonderful surprise the next time we come back.
All right, so we'll...
Are you sure it wasn't a John Candy movie?
I'm pretty sure it wasn't a John Candy movie.
Hmm.
I think we were Breakfast Club? No. We were talking about John Hughes movies. We talked about L.A. Story.
Were we talking about movies where that house, where they shot?
That's Home Alone. Their house is like
Ferris
Home
Bueller's Day Off. We were talking about shared universes.
Prunes. I can't think of it.
But again, Home Alone might be the way to go.
Home Alone might be the way to go on this one. I'm thinking we should just do it. And that way, Brian can finally settle his beef.
It's our podcast nemesis.
Podcast nemesis.
He's been laying low.
We're going to cross the streams.
But it's time to bring it back. Macaulay Culkin has got to go down. He knows what he did.
Okay. All right, it's on.
Ooh. Somebody came up with a great idea of having Home Alone.
Why are you going to kidnap Macaulay Culkin?
I mean...
Why?
It wouldn't be that hard.
True, but why?
Because then I could get all the thousands of dollars.
So he can win, Pete.
He knows what he did.
He knows what he did.
He knows.
The paint still is coming off. Look, someone made a point that they should reboot Home Alone. Keep it completely just like the first one, but have Kevin McAllister played by Macaulay Culkin and have him be the age he is now and have no one acknowledge that he is a 40-year-old man.
I would watch that movie.
How hilarious would that be? Of like just Macaulay Culkin redoing Home Alone, but everybody
and actually shaving.
Yeah, and just shaving.
And just shaving, and like doesn't like, and then puts it on. Ah,
like oh, brisk. But my pain tolerance is great because the world has worn me down.
All right, guys, that's it for me.
Yeah,
have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Right.
Happy
Absolutely. Turkey Day, everybody.
Happy Turkey Day.
Yeah, I hope you make it home.
And for, you know, you non-Christians out there, I hope you have a wonderful Jewish Thanksgiving.
That's not a thing. It's just called Thanksgiving.
Really?
Yeah.
You guys didn't change the name or anything? You guys just lifted that right up and just...
I'm only half Jewish. I'm Jewish-ish.
So you're Jewish.
I'm also Catholic.
So what,
I'm a cashew.
What's the Jewish version of Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving.
That's... bonkers. Do you guys also eat turkey?
Not a religious holiday.
Really?
As far as I know.
But the pilgrims are religious, and they were fleeing persecution from England, and then that's when they magically arrived here and were saved by the natives who they could teach Christianity to and spread the word of God.
God, I hate the American school system. Oh, God.
I mean, because the country is not really a country until white people get there.
Comments. So many things.
Wasn't it a miracle because they had the turkey for 8 long days?
You're a miracle because you talk about history for hours with literally no understanding of history.
You are a miracle.
You are a miracle.
I am. I'm delightful.
You are, and I love you, but
yeah,
I'm not
going to hit Plymouth Rock.
I'm not going to.
That's how the boats sing.
I would watch that movie.
It was like Titanic. But a rock.
I have a giggle fit now. It's not fair. And
they had to paddle the buckles on their shoes.
Fuck.
And then
I hate you so much.
And then Sakakawea guided them to the
Wait, did you say Sacagawea?
No, Sacagawea.
Sacagawea.
Also known as Sacagawea. Also known as... There are many ways to pronounce it, but then she brought them west.
Wow. So much wrong with your understanding of history.
But that was the first time they fought Custer. They need to go to bed.
Yeah. All right. I'm glad I was here for this.
Yep.
On that note, I'm Pete.
I'm Brian.
I'm Neil.
And we will see you next week, guys, when we watch Home Alone.
When we watch.
When we watch.
Sad.